The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday. It is 5 after 7 here on the 3rd of September. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Whoa. It's Thursday. Whoa, I love Thursday.
There is so much going on today.
There is, and it's 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a sunny, a high of around 85 day. Tonight, we're looking for a low around 55 on Friday.
Wait a minute.
55? Tonight, 55.
And 78, the temperature 78 on Friday?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like fall. No, don't be fooled. It'll turn right around.
Next week
it's supposed to heat right back up again. But, yeah, and even on Saturday, we're going back up to 84. And then it starts getting up into the high 90s at midweek next week.
Okay.
Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Hey, we've got a fine stable of producers around here and board operators. And Jared also runs our football at night, which, by the way, is tomorrow night. And I'm trying to figure out, trying to remember who the game is next for tomorrow night. And I think it's I'm not going to say anything until
because
we're
getting
the
back into high school football. And well, what's
first
better
game,
than that?
First game was last weekend. It was Shasta against Anderson. Shasta High against Anderson. Shasta just took it to them.
Too bad.
Yeah. Well, you know,
there was a day. But
lucky
Anderson
love,
will be
lucky
back.
Love.
Anderson will be back.
Lucky in love, unlucky in football. Who knows? Hey, paper today was just chock full of great things. I mean, just chock full.
Here's the deal, Carl.
No, it's true.
Do you know what time it is right now? I mean, it's like seven, right?
Well, it's like 8 after 7.
Okay, okay. And it's like, dark hundred. I don't do mornings. And so I didn't read the paper this morning. Okay. I'm lucky I'm here standing in front of this microphone. I don't do mornings.
Well,
and I sure didn't read the newspaper. So tell me what was in the paper.
Well, I'm going to go national and then real quick local.
Okay.
National. Obama gets his Iranian deal because the 34th Democrat senator, who by the way is retiring, is voting for it. I just imagine what kind of pressure and things were offered to her.
Surprise?
Well, no.
And bottom line, it doesn't change anything anyway because that Iranian deal was going through. With or without Congress's approval.
Well, it was going with or without the United States.
They've already done it.
So what we've got is that two-thirds of Congress is against it.
Yeah.
And a vast majority of the American people, it's not like 51-49, it's like 70-30 are against this Iranian deal.
Yes.
And Obama doesn't care, and Kerry doesn't care, so they're gonna push this thing, and they can vote against it, and then make him veto it, and then they won't be able to override the veto.
The veto.
But the
but
whole
they
thing
won't
is
even do that
200,
to prove their point.
Well, I think they will. I hope they do. I hope they do. I hope they say.
I hope they do too.
That they go and say, look, I want you to veto this because I want people to know that we think this is, and go on record and make the Democrats vote against it. To go on record this, you've got over 200 retired admirals and generals, and they very rarely do they ever get together, but over 200 of them signed said this is a bad deal. They've had other groups of people that have studied this saying this is a bad deal. Former commandant of the Marine Corps and vice chairmen of the Air Force and all these other different groups coming in saying this is going to, first of all, it's going to start an arms race. We're giving billions of dollars worth of weapons to Saudi
Absolutely.
Arabia and Israel.
They're
and all
lining
this.
Up
and
to sell them as we speak.
So, you know, you talk about good for business. There it is. Okay, so that's
enough to get you going. But I'll just make a little side bet with you right here. once again, rather than go through the effort of doing all that, they're going to give us the, well, you know, he's just going to veto it anyway, and they're not going to make the effort to prove the point.
Make him veto it.
I concur, but I bet they don't.
Here's the other thing, too, is every time they come to a vote and they say, oh, we don't have the 60 to make it happen, then do the nuclear option just like the Democrats did and say, on this bill, we're going to go with an up or down vote of 51.
There you go.
And then do it, and then give it to Obama. Force him. Force him every time to veto it. And then so what if they don't, you know, if it comes back, they can't override it. They at least are putting them online so that when this next election comes, hey, they were against this, a balanced budget, they were against this, they were against this, they were against this.
Okay, but that's what they said. Well, but they just needed the Congress.
Liars.
Oh, but now they get the Congress, and oh, but now they, you know, hey, they don't have the presidency.
Well, the one thing
they haven't
don't
done
have,
a thing with the, either the Senate or the House.
I'm very disappointed in this. In fact, you know, one thing that the Republicans don't seem to have is the testicular fortitude that Pelosi has.
Yeah.
You know what? If it was,
there
you know
go.
What? You know what?
But with Pelosi, she'd slam it down your throat right now.
And Reid just banging it. You know, and Reid changed it.
And what
the Republicans do? Whoa, look what he did.
I know. And right now, who are they negotiating with?
They're
negotiating with Reid. They don't even talk to the Republicans to do anything. I mean, McConnell's in there making a deal with Reid, and Boehner's saying, what do you want to do, Pelosi?
Oh.
It's sad.
All right. Cameras on police.
I like it.
Well.
Keeps everybody honest.
Right now, we're going to spend $300,000 on this. And
I thought it was down to $100,000 now.
No. It'll be $100,000 just for the cameras. And it's going to be $100,000 for the tech to run this, and $100,000 just for storage.
Oh my goodness!
Now that's $200,000 a year at least. And as we get more storage, you know, what are you going to do? Because there is no policy. We're going to use something like out of someone's little town down there, and it's going to cost us much.
We can use the same amount that Hillary is using to store a server.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why don't you just use that? But the one thing, and these people don't seem to realize it, is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Just putting cameras on somebody, that is so easy. It's everything that goes along with it. And you've got to have policies on it, like when you turn them on, when you turn them off.
Yes.
Who,
and consistency.
What right do people have, like if he comes up and he's questioning me and then you're there and he turns and he looks at you. Now you're in part into this. You're not being, there's nothing on you. So somebody's got to blot out your face and your whole image, maybe.
And why?
Well, because if he's questioning somebody, you don't have the right just to put your, flash your, picture up and have it in their files. Because say they come up and they arrest me for something, whatever it is, and you're standing next to me, but you're in the middle of this because now you're being filmed because I'm being arrested for something. Now, but you're not, but yet your face now appears. So now, this goes on and on and on and on. There's more.
There's a lot more to it.
Oh, no. And what about this? What happens when you have 8 officers careening in at one time? Every one of them jumps out of the car. Some turn it on, some don't turn it on till right away. Okay, I'm battling, meanwhile, with a 6'5" meth head, and I've got a club out, and I'm just whacking him because he's trying to choke me to death. And on mine, I'm seeing this. Well, the other guy's running up, maybe just as this guy has hit the ground, and I come up and I hit him, you know, because we're in a matter of the fight.
So that camera
they come up, and now you've got 6 or 7 cameras at one time, plus the dashboard cameras. You've got to sync them all up. You've got to sync every one of those up. Somebody's got to do that. Because what it looks like, what I'm seeing after I'm fighting with this guy is, you know, could be completely different what 2 others see. This is a mess.
And they've shown that already because it all depends on where you get in the middle of that.
There you go.
Who saw what?
And here's the other thing. What about writing your reports? We're going to use the camera films to write our reports. Whoa, not so fast there. This has gone to court and some of them have said, no, you can't use that camera to write your report. And now you don't think lawyers love that? Oh, okay, this is what I remember happening. And then they bring up the camera and they go, there's this little part right here you didn't seem to mention. You know, I mean, it's these things. I mean, you know what? The California Highway Patrol is fighting with this right now, as are the L.A., and there's other places with cameras. And yet there isn't a definitive guidance on how to do this. So you're just going to do it yourself. Okay.
They have better luck with that than they've had with the marijuana grow issue. They've been trying to figure out how we're going to do that for how many years now? And it's still in court, and it's no consistency, and they're no still growing all the pot they want.
The Shasta Regional Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program are going to have something on the 10th of September, that's a week from today, at the Shasta County Veterans Hall. It's called Where VA Benefits End and Medicare Begins. That's going to be at, what time is that going to be at? They encourage spreading the word. I'm spreading the word. But it doesn't say when it's going to be. It's just where it's going to be. Okay, I'll find out when it's going to be, and we will tell everybody. In the meanwhile, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. My sleep number setting is 45.
So is mine. The last week and a half, I'm down to 45.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Good Night Sleep, biggest sale of the year during Labor Day. Right now, you can get 50% off on beds. 50%
that's
off
huge.
On selected beds. But you have to go down to the Sleep Number store, and that's right over there at the Target Shopping Center. Go and see Brian or Janice. You won't be sorry. Rated number one in America. Made in America. Guaranteed. I'm telling you, you're not going to sleep any better than you will on a Sleep Number mattress. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Shelly Gibbs from CareNet.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts, the Lindsay Thomas Band, or inside entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
A true country star, Jody Messina, live in concert. Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, September 11th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Jody Messina perform hits such as
"Hey Carolina, Hey California, Somewhere Greener, Somewhere."
Jody Messina has charted 9 number one singles, 16 top 40 singles, and sold more than 5 million records worldwide. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Jody Messina.
I
want
to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry.
Nothing. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Country music is better at the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it is 7:21 in the morning here on the 3rd of September. 68 degrees, going up to only 85. Tomorrow's only going to be in the 70s, my friends. The 70s. Hey, when I was talking about the where the VA benefits end and Medicare begins, it'll be on September 10th at the Veterans Hall, of course, on Yuba Street. And it's going to be from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. So it's only like 2.5 hours. It was on here, hidden beneath a staple that, of course, Trish Clark found, because Trish does those things. It makes me feel bad.
Well, I was just helping out.
You just helped me out. Okay, now, everybody's been reading about Planned Parenthood.
Oh, how could you help?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Frankly, I'm appalled.
I am absolutely.
You know what?
Busted.
I don't care how you feel about it. You know, whether, oh, gosh, pro-choice, pro-life, you know, pro-abortion, whatever it is. But just the callousness and the capriciousness and the just the smiling, smarmy, snarky looks on their faces and
when
the things they're saying. I mean, just, oh, here, we get 50 livers.
Carl,
come on.
When you're talking about, oh, my God, the heart is beating, and you're talking about a full body structure outside the womb, you're talking about a baby. You are not talking about a mass.
Well, and in this, some people, we tend to forget that there are other organizations out there that are fighting this and that offer a different solution to this.
Unwanted pregnancy is an issue and needs to counseling, both sides.
Right. And so we have Shelley Gibbs, heads up CareNet.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Well, you've been in a and here's the thing is, it's not a fair fight.
It's not.
It's not a fair fight.
I don't know if any fight ever is, though.
There is no such thing.
Right.
I mean, you can have a referee in there. I mean, look at Republican debates a few years ago. It was Romney against Obama. Romney is pummeling Obama on the ropes, and Candy. The one that's asking the questions, the moderator jumps in and says, "Oh, wait a minute, he said that."
I know.
Changed the whole tenor.
I know. Wait a minute.
This is supposed to be fair. This is a fair fight. No,
yeah.
It's not. Okay, tell us about CareNet.
Okay, so we're going to start with just CareNet.
Just start with you.
What is CareNet?
Because there's always new
do?
People listening, and
right.
Because of that, what is CareNet exactly? Because I'm sure there's some of them have got it confused.
Right. And actually that does happen. We've been, in October, this next month, we'll be celebrating our 31st anniversary. And many people still don't know who we are or what we do. And they assume we're in a building that used to be an abortion clinic, actually. And so they think that we are an abortion provider as well. So CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California, we have two locations, one right off of Athens Avenue in Redding. That is the one that's been our 31st anniversary. And then in Red Bluff, we actually celebrate this month our 10th anniversary. We're located right off of Main Street. So we are a faith-based nonprofit that provides services, free services to the community for men and women that are walking through pregnancy as well as into their child's third year. And so we have pregnancy tests, first trimester ultrasounds, as well as a parenting program. It's an incentive program that focuses on educating and equipping them and walking them through those first 2, 3, 4 years, however long they choose to be in the program. And so it's a phenomenal resource. And anything that we can't provide in the center, we actually have phenomenal community collaborations with other agencies that if we can't provide it, we'll make sure that we refer for it and get them set up for a healthy pregnancy.
And alternatives, if they don't choose to go through with the pregnancy or keep the baby, do you give counseling for, like, adoption?
Well, what we do is we refer to that, we call that options counseling. So we'll walk through hey, you know what? If a young woman and a guy come in or whatever the circumstances is, whether they're married or not married, it's like, hey, I don't know what to do. We don't know what we want to do. We're considering abortion. So we'll just talk through them with all three options. We actually, it's options counseling is they have three options. They can parent, they can put the child up for adoption, or they can have an abortion. We will talk to them about all three. That's a huge misconception as well, is like, oh, well, you won't even talk about it. No, we do want to actually talk about, because if that's on the fence, or they're on the fence, and that's a decision that's in front of them, we want to make sure that they're making an educated choice. Now, we don't refer for abortions. Any person who wants one knows where they can get one. Most of our clientele base, whether they're on Social Security or food stamps and cash aid, they still have a smartphone. It blows my mind. So if someone wanted resources...
It is mind-boggling, isn't it?
If they wanted one, they know where to get one. But what we want to make sure is that they're knowing what they're getting themselves into. And so whether it's the abortion pill, another term for that is called RU486, or whether they actually want a physical procedure, which is done here in Shasta County at Women's Health Specialist right off of Victor and Mistletoe. That is the abortion clinic here in town. Planned Parenthood, actually locally in Reading, does not provide the surgical procedures. They only provide the abortion pill. The abortion pill has to be taken within 49 days of unprotected sex, and it forces a woman to miscarry. So there's other complications and disclaimers that you have to sign off if you do choose to take that pill. But our Planned Parenthood here in Shasta County does not provide that physical abortion. So at Women's Health Specialist, it's up to 12 weeks. If a girl is over 12 weeks, what I've heard and what we hear from our...
Is that in the first trimester?
First trimester. Okay. Anything past the first trimester, they'll just say, hey, you know what, sign right here. And your tax dollars, my tax dollars, go to this fund. It's called the State Family Pact. And it will pay for that abortion in full. And they will refer them to the Sacramento Center. And they'll just say, hey, you know what? If you can get a ride, we'll just make that appointment for you right now if they're over the 12 weeks. So in our center, what we want to do is make sure that girls are making a really educated decision and that they're not being coerced or forced by a boyfriend. A lot of times what we find, I would say 75% of the time, is if someone is on the fence about this subject and they just feel scared. I've talked about this before on the show, like their fear factor is really high. And all of these things flood in about, I can't afford this, I can't do this, I'm going to finish school, he broke up with me. The list goes on and on. And if they are feeling really alone, sometimes abortion feels like the only option. So we kind of want to slow down that train, that fear factor, and say, look, there's other options. Let's talk through all of your options. Now, say a young woman chooses to have an abortion and is kind of out there alone. Usually, more often than not, what we find is that girls are making decisions alone. They feel alone. They're isolated. They're not in a healthy community. They're not surrounded by fantastic friends that are saying, hey, look, we're with you. They might say, oh, we'll go with you to the abortion clinic. But kind of what happens with that is, It's still like a catch-22 where they feel like they're by themselves. So we offer post-abortion counseling as well. It's a 10-week session that we do on-site.
So CareNet is, you counsel on all levels.
We do.
For all things. But you just want to have a, you just want them to understand all the options, and you're not just walking in and saying, here, let's scrape.
That's one way to word it, yes. I mean, there are other options. So we're walking them through. And you know
well,
what?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry if that seems a little blatant, but, I mean, that's kind of what they do. Do we know Planned Parenthood actually talks about the different options?
I've heard that they do. I've even heard that Women's Health Specialists, our local abortion provider, I've heard that they talk about that. But we actually have people that come to us and say, look, I ask for proof of pregnancy, which is just verification on a piece of paper that they're pregnant. The next question, people tell us this all the time. Okay, you're positive. Your test is positive. The next question is, would you like to terminate your pregnancy? Not the next question is, do you know what you'd like to do? And they just make it really easy. And so
there's just an assumption that you're pregnant, you want to get rid of it.
Right. And I know it's probably not that with every single employee, and it's probably not that way with every single client, but that is a lot
no, you
of
can't
what
say
we
that.
Hear.
We need to have Planned Parenthood in, you know, because from around here. And we haven't had, and I don't know why, because if any time you need to have them in after all of this mess that they're
it would be
in.
Interesting to see how you
need to have a representative from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, from here, from locally.
From locally to talk about it.
The Reading Center is right off Bocelli Lane.
Well, I'll give them a call and get them in here, too. At least I'll offer it to them. you know, see what happens. Okay, well, hey, look, we need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been in the business for over 70 years, rated a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years running. Not only that, their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Can't say much more than that. Top 50 in the nation. All that at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And how? Because they treat people well. We're going to be right back after these messages with Shelley Gibbs, who is the, I guess you'd say you're the director of CareNet?
The executive director.
Executive director of CareNet. Yeah, see, there you go. It was worth the whole trip in from Shingletown. All right, we'll be right back.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds inside Wind River Resort and Casinos, Elements Lounge, September 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz songs from the American Songbook. Dining, dancing, and a cool night of jazz with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. My very special guest this night will be Joe Larson on trombone and vocalist Joe Catania. Call 243-3377 for reservations for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is about 27 minutes until 8 o'clock, 68 degrees out there, going out to 85 today. I mean, you know what? Tomorrow, down in the 70s.
Holla.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know what? You almost need a scarf tomorrow.
Yeah.
Might need a scarf.
Bring a coat.
Well, we're going to go out on the lake tomorrow. The in-laws are here, so we're going to go out on the lake.
And, on a patio boat?
Oh, yeah. I can't beat that. All from Holiday Harbor. Yeah, they're great. And you know what? They're getting ready to close the places down. All of them are going to close down here soon. So if you're going to go
after
out.
After Labor Day weekend coming up.
That's right. After Labor Day weekend, you better give them a call at 238-2383. That was what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about Northern Firearms Instruction. CCW classes, concealed carry classes there. All the instructors that Ted Lighty has are all NRA instructors. And for if you don't have a pistol because you don't have one that fits you or you're not sure about it, then they're going to provide a pistol and ammunition for the class and then help you pick out the right pistol afterwards. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people put through the courses there. And they're offering an advanced class in October where you can go in after you've got your basic CCW and go in and spend a day shooting, presenting the pistol, working through different scenarios. That's going to, it's kind of like a, it's kind of like your masters of gun handling. Anyway, give them a call, 999-1822. Our guest is Shelley Gibbs, executive director of CareNet. The question is, it came in here. Good morning again,
Shelley. Good morning.
What is the exact reason why underaged children are not encouraged to inform parents of their predicament, and also why does the facility not inform parents that performs abortions?
I don't know if I could say what is the exact reason, but right now the law protects that a minor. Right now, our governor, Jerry Brown, has passed a law, and it has been in effect for several years. California uses tax dollars to fund abortion, and a girl from age 12 and up can get one without her parents' permission. This is a really big controversial issue. It's different. Every state has different laws, and so that protect of whether or not if it's a viable pregnancy, if a nurse can do it, if a doctor should do it, at what weeks does it stop? So in California, age 12 and up can receive an abortion without their parents' permission with a registered nurse only. A medical doctor, an OB doctor, does not have to be present, and it's an outpatient procedure.
For up to how many weeks?
Well, in Redding, in Shasta County, it's 12 weeks, but in the state of California, it's up to 28 weeks.
28 weeks?
Yeah. And so how is that possible?
That's over 6 months.
It was voted on and it was passed. And it's going to come
that's
up
an
for
initiative,
vote.
Right?
It's going to come up again for vote in November of 16.
And it's called an initiative?
The Parental Consent Act is what it's referred to. And it's something that the general public needs to be aware of, and they need to get educated on it, and they need to have a voice. They need to be contacting their assemblymen and senators and speaking to them about it. Because it's absolutely ridiculous. A 12-year-old is either a 6th or a 7th grader. And Carl, you and I have talked about this, about the fact that kids go to science camp or they watch a movie in their health class or PE, and they have to have a parent's signature for a rated PG movie. They have to have their parent's signature
to take
ibuprofen at school or whatever that looks like. They have to have all of these signatures. You have to have your both parents present to stink in. If say you wanted to go on an international trip, you have to get your passport just to leave the country to go to Canada or to Mexico or wherever. Both parents have to be present with your birth certificate and all of this documentation. But yet a girl can walk down to the street off mistletoe in 7th grade and no one would ever know. And it's an outpatient procedure. I mean, if you went to get a skin graft, I mean, or anything, you would have a pre-op. You would have a consultation. Your insurance would be notified. Okay, well, you can't drive because you're going to be on this medication. You'd have a post-op. You'd have all kinds of things for any other type of procedure. But you want to go in and rip a life out of a womb of a 12-year-old and no one's supposed to know about it? I mean, I could talk about that all morning. So it's a really big deal. It is legal in our state.
And maybe you should talk about it all morning. No,
well,
I don't think people
They do know that because it has been in the news before. People are talking about it. 28 weeks you threw out.
Yeah.
That's 7 months.
Yep, that's in your third trimester.
That's asinine. 7 months.
That's a living organism.
Everybody in the world
baby
knows.
Live
that's
by
a baby.
Themselves.
It's alive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so what they go in, and this is, I mean, you can look it up online. Anyone can look it up. They go in and they stick a needle in the back of the baby's head to kill it. And then they just start cutting it up and pulling it out. So I don't want to get all super graphic, and I don't want to stand.
Well,
on
I think it's important enough, to get graphic. Yeah, and it is important to get graphic because people are trying to just wash this out of their mind by ignoring it.
Well,
and we need to put it right in front of their face, and we need to tell them this is a life that you're scraping out of the you're going in, killing it, cutting it up in pieces. But that's perfect.
So there, I mean, the Planned Parenthood videos are speaking for themselves. So they're being strategically released. The 6th one was released just last week. And it is
this
something
was about
to be
the
aware
50
of.
Baby. Okay, now there's another big change here too. They used to, if you look at the website over, I think you told me at the
Women's
Health Specialist, it talks about removing the what?
Contents.
The contents. Okay.
It's not a baby. It's
not
fetus.
It's contents.
It's content.
Right. But during these release of these films or these videos, these undercover videos, which, by the way, instead of Planned Parenthood, even though Planned Parenthood's taking plenty of heat, as well they should, they're trying to actually put the people who did it in jail.
Oh, exactly. You know, and that's all the prosecution that's going on.
There's your typical liberal reaction. That's your typical really left-wing way of handling something is by, if you don't agree with it, let's just put them in jail.
But let me just go back to the question here, though.
It's changed dramatically. Now they're talking in these videos about body parts, baby parts.
Yeah.
They use those terms.
They absolutely do. And when you look at the pictures, there's little arms and there's little legs.
And there's heads. It used to be contents. It used to be a mass. It used to be fetal tissue or just tissue or a blob of cells. And all of a sudden, now it's parts. We're selling parts. We're selling baby parts. So now it actually has, the language has changed that.
And some confident
right.
that they're doing nothing wrong, that they can just come right out and say what they're doing.
And one thing that's really ironic about all of this is abortion's been legal for 42, almost 43 years. On January 22nd, 1973 is when it became legal.
Roe versus Wade.
But it started decades.
Started way before that.
With Margaret Sanger in the early 1900s, who was a communist and a, yeah.
Well, but it was legal way before that under certain circumstances.
Right.
Mental grief.
Well, Margaret Sanger
There
are some people that say Margaret Sanger was a very, very bigoted person, that she was associated with the Ku Klux Klan.
She was.
Which she was, and that she put her clinics in the ghettos where blacks and Jews.
And she wanted to exterminate them. So that was the initial goal, is get them to stop reproducing because they are an inferior race. They're like dogs and animals. I read two books. One was her autobiography and another one called The Angel of Death. But let's go back.
Okay. But coming up to now, though, when you start using the term, you said that, okay, this has been legal since Roe versus Wade, and then we got off.
It's been 42 years that the language has just been tissue. It's not a baby, not a baby, not right. a baby. It's a woman's choice. It's a woman's choice. And we talked about this the other day, too. If a pregnant woman is murdered, okay, let's talk about that. She's completely, whoever is the person involved in that is getting two counts.
That's right.
One for the woman and one for the baby.
Two counts of murder.
Because she's pregnant.
But wait a minute.
How can you murder
something that isn't a baby? I thought our state just said it wasn't a baby. I thought we just said that it doesn't matter. I thought we just said it wasn't a life. The heart starts beating at 18 days. Baby's fully developed at 11 weeks, has all of its parts, and just starts growing from there. I mean, babies are born at 5 months even and can survive.
And can survive and live.
20 weeks. So.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Terry, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Shelley, thank you so much for what you're doing here, and you have more courage than a lot of the pastors. And I wanted to ask you on what kind of cooperation you're getting from some of the churches and what you think about the fact that Guy Asherman had a town hall with Doug Malfa, and the main point was not funding Planned Parenthood. He invited 40 pastors. Only 7 came, and some of those weren't even pastors. They were just representatives from the church. Where are you at in getting some of these local pastors to have a little more courage? And that's the politest way I can put it.
Well, that's a great question, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
And thank you so much. I actually was there that night. That was last Wednesday. I shared the stage with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. So I got to be there that whole evening and kind of see how that all impacts. So Guy has been phenomenal and kind of pioneering, saying, look, our church is, we share the block with the abortion clinic. And so we want to take a stand. And so, and he just emailed me this week saying that they would like to be hosting that. They called it a morality rally, that they would like to be hosting that on an annual basis with congressmen. And, Doug LaMalfa agreed to come again this next year in 2016. So to answer your question directly, I send them things in the mail and I email them. It's on our Facebook page constantly. You know, recently we haven't even talked about it this morning, but the bill that's being passed right now, it's in the Senate to be voted on this week, is AB 775. So I've been trying to educate pastors on that as well. And honestly, I hate to say it, but Guy's one of the only ones right now that's pioneering this with me. So I'm going to continue to shout the message of life. I'm going to continue to stay connected. We have about 20, 25 churches that currently donate to us. But for the most part, Terry, this is a really big subject matter that most people from the pulpit do not want to discuss.
Okay, our guest is Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of CareNet, and which is the alternative to abortion in our town. But they're under fire, and we're going to come back and talk about this bill that's in the California Senate and legislature right now. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4, every type of jewelry you could possibly imagine. Estate jewelry. Trish goes by there all the time.
Yes, I
and
do.
Just, in fact, she's just loaded with Four Winds Jewelry right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I am.
Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, plus the only tree in Washington.
Like a candy store.
It is like a candy store.
Can't have too many guns or diamonds.
There you go. It's true.
I love it.
It's true. You know what? You know, that was the thing. You said, oh, honey, you need another gun. Oh. You need another diamond, right? For some reason, it just doesn't seem to be working out equitably there. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back right after these messages. It's 7:45 here on Thursday, the 3rd of September. 68 degrees out there.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 12 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of September. Thursday, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 68 degrees today, going up to 85. Thank you to Shasta Gas Propane for that weather report. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, as is Shasta Gas Propane.
I use Shasta Gas. They're fantastic.
Tobacco and Brew has Espresso Joes with everything you could possibly want, and in cafes, exotic cafes, and cold drinks, and wine and beer. Jared hangs out down there. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount right there at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with just knock your socks off, walk-in humidor. Everything there that you could possibly want. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Another, like I said, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. How about supporting our locally owned, locally operated veteran-owned businesses? Of course, here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning. This is great. Thursday morning. This is great information we're getting out here this morning.
I'm just, you know, I'm knocking myself out getting these guests. This was a great week as guests go because besides Shelley Gibbs, executive director of the CareNet.
Hey.
We also are, Tim Pappas is coming in today talking Constitution, 14th Amendment. Should you be a citizen just because you were born here of illegal parents?
Wow. That's a great subject.
It is. Feel free to hang around. anyway, Shelley, we were talking about this new bill that's working its way through the bowels. I like to use that, the bowels of Sacramento.
Okay, and tell us exactly what the bill is.
The bill is AB 775. It's called the Reproductive Fact Act. It is authored by NARAL, a large pro-choice organization. It's co-authored by David Chu of District 17 in San Francisco. And, gosh, you could look at who else are the sponsors of it. It's Black Women of America, Jewish Women of America, which is so ironic. We just talked about that. The very bill, the demographic that wanted to be wiped out, you know, decades ago, is the one that's co-sponsoring this bill. So
to wipe out babies.
Yeah. So the Reproductive Fact Act, it's saying, in short,
the Reproductive Fact Act. Yeah. You know what? That almost sounds like it comes out of that movie Stripes. That's a fact check. You know, remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a joke? Okay.
So good. So what it's about is saying, hey, we want women of California, come on, women of California need access to reproductive care immediately. In these pregnancy centers, so there's two huge reports that were published over the last 5 years by NARAL calling pregnancy centers fake clinics. They did reports, they came in, they took videos, they investigated us, and in essence they said, you guys are a joke and we want to shut you down. If we can't shut you down, we just want to make sure that you actually refer to us. So if a girl needs STD testing or reproductive care or birth control or an abortion, we want her to be able to have access to it immediately. So because you're such a joke, you now have to refer for these items. So if a girl comes in and wants an abortion, you need to refer for it immediately. And we're going to force you to do that. So you're going to post it on, it's like 3x4, it's this, it has to be big on our window so that you can see it from the street. Has to be in our paperwork, and we have to train our team. And they're saying, you know what, since you don't provide this service, we're going to make sure that you tell people where to get it immediately. So this has been pushed through. It's been passed through the Assembly. And August has been in recess for the Senate. And so the Senate, every single day, it's been on the agenda. First it was like number 263, and then yesterday I think it was number 65 or something. And it just keeps getting pushed out and out and out, and it hasn't actually been voted on yet. So there is still time for, if you don't want this bill to go through, you can be contacting your senators and you can be contacting Governor Jerry Brown. All of this has to be resolved before September 11th, and so it's coming down the pike really soon. What's today, the 3rd?
Today's the 3rd.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to get it to the Senate.
Eight days, including the weekend and the holiday. So Monday's a holiday, and it's just something that whether it's you're part of the state of Jefferson or whether you just have a big, strong opinion, you need to use your voice with this one. So the thing that's really ironic about this bill is that they're pushing this down our throats. It's a direct hit, solely directed at pregnancy centers. And there's over 125 in the state of California alone in the 58 counties. But they are not, they're not demanding, it's not written in the bill that they have to do the same thing.
The Planned Parenthood or the
people who are doing abortion
refer for life.
Have to refer for life for other options.
Right. So they're not referring for OB care. They're not referring for adoption. They have a couple pamphlets, but they're not pushing it really hard, and it's not going to have to be posted on their window. Hey, if you want to keep your baby, here's where a resource center that can help you do that and get on your feet. They're not, it's not fair, like we talked about before.
Did they say how big the lettering had to be?
They did. I don't have that written down. It is on the bill, which you can actually go just type in AB 775.
I was going to say you could make it So it's there.
So in your window, you have to put up the information about how they can get an abortion.
If this bill passes, yes. They have
to have the
referral, the name, and the location and the phone number.
Well, you know, okay, if you want to do that, fine. But at least let's make it fair.
I'm not doing it.
Well, I'm just saying is if they want to pass that, then let's make it fair and say, fine, then at abortion centers, then they have to provide that information.
Right, but that's not written in the bill.
And I know, but that's what I mean. If you're going to do one, then you should do at least do the other at a bare minimum.
And obviously, there is not an advocacy group that's strong enough to get a bill before them
I think there is.
The problem is
that you have a bunch of legislators, and they're all Democrats, by the way. They're all Democrats.
Came in fast and hard. And so here it is, almost September 11th, and I heard that Jerry Brown is Catholic. I heard that Jerry Brown was at the Vatican, you know, recently. So I would be totally shocked if this actually gets pushed through. It kind of blows my mind that it's even on the table right now.
But what Jerry Brown, the Catholic that's just been to the Rome and the Vatican, mm-hmm. can do is if it goes through the Senate, can sit on his desk and become law without his signature.
Yeah, but still, you would, you know,
that's how
true.
Jerry Brown, the Catholic, gets around that.
He doesn't sign it, but then he doesn't stop it. Okay. All right, so that's coming down the pipe.
Right,
you know,
and it's going to happen any day. It's just a matter of when. Every day
so
it keeps
when you say
out.
I'm not going to do that, Shelley, what's that mean?
I don't know what that means. It just means, like, I'm not going to do it. So and it's written in the bill. If you don't do it, your first fine is $500. You don't do it again, it's $1,000. You don't do it again, it's kind of ambiguous. It's just kind of thrown out there. There will be something else that will happen to you afterwards.
And you know from day one that if you don't do it, that fine will be the first day because somebody will call you on it.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's in the community that's really going to protest it. It's at a civil level, so it's kind of at the same level as a dog tag. Someone going to rat me out on a dog tag?
Sure they will.
Sure.
Well,
of course they will. They're ratting out each other on
the
water.
I mean, I'm saying this on the air, so it's like I'm already saying I'm not going to do it. You know, there's a couple pastors that are like, we're with you. Like, I'll go to jail with you. What's it going to take? You know, I'm a single mom. I don't know how much time in jail I could spend, but
depends how bad the kids are.
Oh, my
kids
God.
Been bothering you really bad? You know, then
oh,
you
I love my girls. Don't even
30,
say that.
Yeah, spend 30 days in jail. Just kind of take a vacation here. You know, three hots
three
and a
squares.
Cot.
Yeah,
three
yeah.
hots and a cot. You
oh
like bologna sandwiches.
Wow.
I understand they've got, you know, they've got programs in there, too. I mean, you can.
Let's move on from that. I'm not going to jail.
Not going to jail. But, you know, you feel strong. You know what? When I first met Shelley, and I understand where Shelley is, came from, where it's coming from, but she was kind of like, you weren't as open as you are now because you didn't know who we were and where we were coming from on this. But you have got strong feelings for this. You are fighting for babies' lives. You're fighting for you're fighting for lives. You're fighting for families in this sense. And now it comes down to the fact is you have to make a choice whether you're going to stand up for it or not.
Right. And the thing is like I see it in real time. I see these people. I mean, I know almost every one of our clients' names. These are families. Like they give us permission. We post their pictures on Facebook when the babies are born. Like we're championing them through this process, like whether they're married or not. We want to celebrate that. And so I said it earlier, but I don't want to spend a ton of time being against something. There's too many beautiful things to happen in this county. There's too many people that need help. And there's too many families that we're serving. I want to spend my time and energy doing that.
Well, and the other important thing about this is all of these services that we're talking about are government provided. And if a woman is out there and she's using abortion as a birth control method, and that's
Which
funded.
Happens.
Absolutely. And it's funded by my tax dollar. You that are paying those taxes, you that are out there working, and if you don't agree with this, you need to be standing up and fighting
right.
against these kind of things.
Absolutely.
Because it's your tax dollar that is paying for these people instead of taking birth control, if they don't want babies, that's easy. There's all kinds of procedures you can have to not have babies.
Right.
Or you can take birth control pills, or you can use condoms, you can do all kinds of things to keep from getting pregnant.
Right.
Rather than getting pregnant and then having an abortion that I'm paying for. And I figure if I have to pay for it as a taxpayer, then I kind of think that I really need to be able to say how many babies they can have that I have to pay for.
Well,
okay.
That's a whole other subject. Whoa.
Luckily, we've got a whole radio station here. Our guest has been Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of CareNet. And they're going through a battle here, and she's you know what? She's standing up. And
good
she's
for her.
Actually, you
good
know,
for you,
she,
Shelley.
And Shelley's taking a stand against something that is patently unfair. It's directed for one side. but that our esteemed Senate and House of Assembly will go for. Shelley, how do people get a hold of you?
I love that. Thank you so much. Here's a few ways. CareNetNorCal.org, that's our website. So, again, CareNetNorCal.org. Our phone number at the Reading Center is 530-246-7075. Red Bluff Center is 530-528-8102. And another great way to stay connected to us is on our Facebook page, CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California.
All right. Thank you very much for
Thank
being
you.
Here. Hey, after the break, we're going to have Tim Pappas here talking Constitution, 14th Amendment, anchor babies. Is there such a thing? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460.
So good.
Tom Brady's four-game suspension for Deflategate.
U.S. District Judge Richard Berman ruled that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell went too far in his punishment for Brady. The decision frees Brady to prepare for the September 10th season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The ruling came as a surprise to many. The league had appealed Goodell's ruling, arguing Brady had done nothing wrong.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Vice President Joe Biden is defending the Iran nuclear deal being championed by President Obama, but demonstrators
we need a better deal.
Who turned out at that event in Davie, Florida, people like Joe Zebuloni, saying the deal will not do anything to protect Israel from a nuclear-armed Iran.
The administration did all it could, and we appreciate their efforts. However, they delivered a very bad deal.
Biden defending the deal at a roundtable discussion with Jewish community leaders in South Florida today. Also at SRNews.com, a vigil last night in Fox Lake, Illinois, for the sheriff's deputy slain earlier this week by three suspects. Melanie Glenowitz is the widow of the slain police officer, Joe Glenowitz.
We all lost somebody yesterday, a husband, a father, a son, a brother, a mentor, a leader, a role model, and a friend, and of course, our brother in blue.
The search continues today for the three suspects of that murder with a massive amount of resources, including helicopters and search dogs on Wall Street. Ever since the opening bell, the major indexes have been thriving, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up right now about 180 points. U.S. services companies expanded at a healthy pace in August, according to the Institute for Supply Management. In its index was lifted by robust consumer spending. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
A new report takes a closer look at the true cost of foodborne illnesses. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The report from the American Association for Justice finds foodborne illnesses, which make 48 million people sick, account for 3,000 deaths annually. The report also says foodborne illnesses cost the nation $77 billion a year.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting, and many factors, including so-called factory farms, are playing a role, according to the report, as well as their use of pharmaceuticals in livestock, which is associated with the rise of antibiotic-resistant so-called superbugs. The military now says that 11 U.S. Marines were injured and one killed when a helicopter made a hard landing at a base in North Carolina. Previously, officials had said just 9 Marines were injured and one killed in last night's incident. Officials say the helicopter came down hard during a training exercise. 2 Marines remain hospitalized. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Dean Jones, a star of Disney films, television, and Broadway, has died of Parkinson's disease at the age of 84.
Jones's boyish good looks and all-American manner made him Disney's favorite young actor for such lighthearted films as That Darn Cat and The Love Bug. Jones passed away on September 1st in Los Angeles. Jones's long association with the Walt Disney Company began after he received an unexpected call from Walt Disney himself, who praised his work on the TV show Ensign O'Toole. Jones also appeared in the leading role of Bobby in Stephen Sondheim's musical Company in 1970.
That is correspondent Keith Peters. Almost 12,000 students are asking the federal government to forgive their college loan debt, asserting their school either closed or lied to them about their job prospects. The figure represents an unprecedented spike in what's called a borrower's defense claim following the collapse of Corinthian College, the for-profit college chain. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 3rd of September. It's 6 after 8 right here. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Take your phone, put it next to you on the table, because we're going to have a lot of questions, I'm sure, coming rolling through here. We're also streaming at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. Angel and Sunny and Water Watcher and Guest and, gosh, there's just a whole bunch of people in there. So good morning, everybody, and good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Morning. It's 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a sunny day with a high near 85 today. Tonight it's going to go down to a crisp 55, and tomorrow we're only going to get 78. So we have a bit of a reprieve going back up into the 90s next week, however. So it's not really fall, but it sure feels like
it. Right. It's just a, you know what? It's just a taste. It's just a little taste. A little lick on the cheek.
What's in store for the future?
There you go.
Okay. And the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts, and it is veteran-owned. Give them a call by 365-3793.
Yeah, great people. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Wind River Casino Resort. And guess what? Tonight at Elements Lounge, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be there singing and playing, and there's going to be a lot of people there.
Dancing.
Lot of people going to be there tonight. So if you want to come join us, give us a call at 243-3377, or call them, I should say, 243-3377. Linda sings from 7 to 9 with her band. She's got guest artist Joe Catania and Joe Larson coming in. It's going to be a great night for dancing and dining. Example, steak and lobster for $21. And it's good steak. Yeah, it's good steak and lobster. It's not something that you would think, oh, it's just a hamburger shrimp.
It's
filet.
Nice dinner.
Okay, it's a good dinner, great dinner there. And it starts again tonight at 7 o'clock. You want to maybe get there a little bit early and join us. It's going to be a big night. We got a lot of people coming tonight, so you're going to need reservations. 243-3377. Reservations on the res. So at Elements Lounge at Wind River Casino Resort. I love those guys out there. You know what? I really do like them. First of all, I like Gary Hayward. He's a great guy. And, of course, Maria Orozco. But everything they do out there, I mean, they do a lot of good stuff. Hey, you know what? Our next guest, Tim Pappas. Thank you so much for coming on. And making time in your schedule. Where Tim, his everyday work, I guess maybe not every day, but his main
almost
work, almost everyday work, is as a public defender right here in town. And, you know, this is one of the first places that I remember ever coming to, Shasta County, that has not just the district attorneys, but you also have
a public defender's office, and I'll take credit for that.
A public defender's office.
We consider Trish Clark to be the mother of the public defender's office.
The
mother goddess.
I was adamant about the taxpayers' money that was being spent in the public defender arena for totally and completely inadequate service.
Yeah.
I mean, we were hiring people where we would all the time got defendants up before the court who had not seen an attorney before they were
already
there.
And you're probably paying them a lot of money, too.
We're paying an extraordinary amount of money. And this was one of the battles that I took on and said, this is not right. If we got to pay for both sides of this, then I want some equal representation on both sides. And I want to get my money's worth.
And then your people were getting overturned. I guess they
were
overturning.
Getting overturned on a regular basis because they were not being represented adequately, but we were paying a good sum of money for it.
Right. We would call Trish Clark Hera, the mother of all the gods. But Hera was mean. Trish is not mean.
The mother of, okay,
so she's Athena.
Okay, he's,
thank you so much.
Okay,
that's
I was going
nice.
To say Hera was the mother of all gods. Did you get that? And the lawyer stuck having a sister who is a lawyer. Has been a lawyer for a long time. You know, it's we're getting together with her and my brother
here.
That
was one of those mountains to die on that I was bound and determined I was going to make happen.
It must work out okay.
I think it's been incredible.
The other thing
we're not getting overturned anymore.
Nope.
That's saving the taxpayers in Shasta County a lot of money not to fight those cases.
Yep.
Well, besides that, you know, but Tim also works for other, you know, you work in other areas here.
I do.
And you may have heard Tim's name when it came to the library case, where the library was trying to restrict the rights of the First Amendment to people outside
right.
the library.
Yeah.
And then, and Tim took this case on, and this was one of those few cases where you had both, I guess, both arms of
left and right.
Left and right. Joining together, because, you know, not saying that you are far right, but you're on a constitutionalist and on a conservative,
right.
and then you had the ACLU joining in saying, you can't do this.
Right.
And not only did the city take it to court and lose, this is my favorite
part. They appealed it.
They appealed it and lost worse. And so, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it's just, it's.
That was one of those situations where we sat out there with our palm to our head going,
exactly.
What are they doing?
They had a VAG.
It only cost them $400,000.
$400,000, or as we'd like to say, two policemen, as we'd like to say. That's, you know what? I'm equating everything to policemen. That's what Francie does. And so, okay, that's two policemen. That's one policeman. Okay, those raises this year were two policemen. Okay.
Wow, I wonder what the unfunded liability would hire.
Yeah.
Oh. Let me see. Well, you know what? There would be no homeless because we'd build a house and give each person their
exactly.
own. We could do that. Not only their own home, but medical care and everything if we got that money.
Well, yep. And hey, as a matter of fact, if we had just taken a portion of the money that we've spent on the war on poverty over the last how many years, we wouldn't have a problem. We could just give them all a house.
All right. Now, we're here with Tim, and we've just kind of rattled on here for a few minutes, but Tim's come
Not
in
us.
To talk. Tim's come on to talk about the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, and a couple of other things. But before we get started, I want to take a quick break. That way we can get started and just keep going.
Sound okay.
Is that
perfect.
Okay? This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air, a better-known business that I use. Because why? Not just because he's a veteran. Of course not. It's because he does great work. Truly professional. Martin and his crew, they work all over the Northern California area, but he's based right here, and he's a good guy. He'll come out and check it himself. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Any type of heating and cooling system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Tim Pavis, we're going to come back and talk Constitution and the 14th Amendment and a few other things. We'll be right back.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 11th at 7:30 on KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available.
when Whitney, a Tri-Counties bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work. Yeah, great people doing great work kind of describes us in here, too. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Tim Pappas here is our guest talking about our Constitution and a few other things here. So, Tim, let's get right into this.
Alrighty.
The big news, I mean, of course, you know, starts with Trump in the term anchor babies.
Right.
And it's just exploded. So you're a racist if you use the term anchor babies. You hate people of color if you use the term anchor babies, because you're not really saying anchor babies. You're saying Mexicans or, you know, Hispanics. I mean, this is where
the Chinese,
which is frankly the first time I heard that term. And this was, you know what? It's hard for me to say. I thought just a few years ago, and then when I start thinking, it turns out it's two decades.
Right.
When you first hear this term, and it was about the Chinese coming in, and I mean literally being flown in special flights, staying here for 2 to 3 months, having their babies, and then flying home.
Right. Yeah, they had special houses set up.
Yeah. What's the 14th Amendment say? So now they're saying, oh, no, it's because look at the way the Supreme Court's ruled, and then you see things that the people that framed the 14th Amendment, what they wrote.
Right.
So it's kind of confusing.
Well, first of all, the great thing about Trump is he is taking political correctness and tossing it on its head.
Absolutely.
And as a result of that, of course, the first thing people yell is racism, because that's one good way to shut somebody down, because then you're embarrassing them. But Trump doesn't get embarrassed. You just that's like throwing gasoline on a fire the minute you tell him it's political correctness. But it's gotten the conversation to open. We've never discussed this like we're discussing it today. I mean, it's always been shut down by these claims of racism. It's not racism to talk about immigration. That's the first thing we need to get over. It is not racism to talk about immigration.
In a nutshell, that's exactly what Trump has done for this whole race.
Exactly.
He has forced the other candidates to talk about it.
Absolutely.
He has forced the discussion. He's gotten 90% of the people who have never paid attention to the fact there is a presidential race to actually get involved in the conversation.
Exactly.
Whether you agree with him or disagree with him, like him or dislike him, it's marvelous what he's done for the conversation.
And that's the point. Who cares if you like him or dislike him, because you're talking about the topics that he's putting on the plate.
Exactly. And the political correctness and the
irrelevance. So as far as the 14th Amendment is concerned, there are a lot of people throwing around different interpretations. But one of the things, and as a favor to the Tea Party, the Reading Tea Party, I do teach a Constitution class a couple Mondays a month for educational purposes. And it's so that we can become more educated about the Constitution that is the supreme law of the land and why it's so important for us to know its history.
Let me make this clear, though. This is not a political class you're teaching. You're teaching the Constitution.
Is it?
Plain and simple. And the Constitution is a wonderful document that the whole world lived off it. It would be a better place.
Right.
Okay. So, and
we stay away. We stay away from policy issues. Yeah. We just stick with the Constitution and the law. So the 14th Amendment, we know, was ratified by the states in 1868. And we all know right before 1868, we had the Civil War that ended in 1865. But the kicker is that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were all enacted in succession. And all three of them dealt with the slavery. And we can't dance around the topic. We were talking about African-American slaves, period. And when the North won the Civil War, the Congress was intent on freeing the slaves and making sure that the South did not discriminate against them. So everything the Union did was to change the entire dynamics of the Southern economy and the Southern mindset. So the first thing Congress did is pass the Civil Rights Act of 1865. A lot of people forget that back in 1834, the U.S. Supreme Court adopted a case called Dred Scott. And in Dred Scott, the Supreme Court said black men who are slaves can never be citizens, period. They are property, and Congress cannot enact a law that deprives a man of his property. The most
huge, huge decision by the
Supreme
Court.
It was the most immoral decision that ever came out of the Supreme Court. That is absolutely immoral, and it was disgusting. And as a result of it, it allowed the South to become stronger economically until the Civil War began, and England became so dependent upon the cotton that the South manufactured or grew,
right,
that England actually became an ally of the Confederacy. I mean, which was a horrid combination. So the Civil Rights Act of 1865, Congress felt... Actually, let me back up a second. The Civil Rights Act of 1865 was passed, but Andrew Johnson, the president, vetoed it. Congress didn't do anything about it, so they reenacted the same thing in 1866. So now we have the Civil Rights Act of 1866. Congress, knowing Dred Scott was still valid, feared that the U.S. Supreme Court would strike it down as unconstitutional and we'd be back in the same place. So they put together the 14th Amendment. What you need to understand is when you look at the language of the Civil Rights Act of 1866, it specifically talked about freeing the African-American slaves and ensuring that they were treated as citizens. And that was the framework of the 14th Amendment. When you look at the language of the 14th Amendment, and a lot of people just roll this off their tongue like it's a complete sentence, and they say all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. What they don't understand is, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof is set off in parentheses.
And
that's a key. That's a huge, huge language clue. So when you have something set off in parentheses, there's a reason for it. It means something. You can't just ignore it. If these individuals who believe that being born in the United States is all that is required for citizenship, why did they add and subject to the jurisdiction thereof? That would be surplusage. And you don't interpret the Constitution or statutes with language that is considered surplusage. There has to be a meaning to that.
So what did they mean?
When you go back and you look at the congressional record, you see exactly what they meant. They meant individuals born in the United States, this included black slaves, who did not have allegiance to another country at all, period. We're not subject to another foreign jurisdiction. That was the key. That's why they used the language and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. If you take that out, let's take that out.
Okay.
So if I took that out, it would literally say all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States. If they really wanted birthright citizenship, they didn't need to add and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Exactly.
Okay, so when we're talking, I think there's another part, too, that when I read about the framers of this, we're saying things like, you know, foreign dignitaries, foreign ambassadors, all this. Those,
right.
Those guys don't count.
That was always the rule.
Right, because their allegiance is to another country.
Correct.
So now, I guess then the question goes to, is if somebody comes here to live in this country, but they don't do it legally, then they're here illegally.
Correct.
Then their allegiance is?
To their foreign country, the country of their birth.
And they're not, because therefore, they are subject citizens. To our jurisdiction.
Exactly. And when it says, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that is an old common law term. It is not one that says, oh, you can break all the laws and you're not subject to the laws. Everybody is subject to the laws of the United States. That phrase, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, would never be required. So it has to have some meaning. So what it means is that a foreign-born citizen is still allegiant to its foreign nation. It is not here, he or she is not here in the United States as a patriot of the United States. They might, granted, they may love the country, but legally speaking, they still have allegiance to their home country, the country in which they were born. There is a case called United States versus Wong Kim. That,
and I was going to ask you about that, because this is back from the
1893.
Okay, and yeah. I know there's been a couple cases like that where this went in front of the Supreme Court, which has caused a lot of consternation.
1898, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's caused a lot of confusion too, right?
Right, but what happened in Wong Kim is you had two parents that were born in China, but that were legally residing in the United States. They were here legally domiciled. And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court said is, listen, you have two parents that are legally recognized in the United States as legally being here and domiciled, and they had a child. Under those circumstances, that child is a U.S. citizen because the United States recognized their presence in the country as being legal, granted for their labor, but nonetheless legal. And as a result, the U.S. Supreme Court, exactly, you can't deny the baby born in the United States as a non-citizen when you're treating the two parents as legally present in your country.
Well, but the key is that they were here legally.
Exactly.
How were they here legally?
They were here.
Did they come through the
green card?
Believe it or not, they didn't have green cards back then.
Well, but you said something. You said because they were accepted because they were legally because of their work and all this. But they came to the country because we didn't have all the rules then.
We did. We had an immigration law back in 1795. So the Second Congress, after the U.S. Constitution was ratified, the Second Congress created an immigration law, but they recognized that the following individuals are present legally in the country, and it's somebody who is domiciled in the United States based on approval from the law. Well, remember, a lot of the Chinese that came into California, this was out of a California case, were brought in the country to be laborers. And they labored on the railroad and a lot of other things. So they were legally recognized as being in the United States by lawful consent.
Because they were brought in by businesses here to
work.
All right. As opposed to somebody comes just across the border on their own.
Which violates the law. And so they're not legally recognized.
Okay. And even though they may be working and paying taxes, are they using that as a way of being legally recognized?
No. You can come into the country illegally, work, and pay taxes, but your presence in the country is still not legal.
Okay.
In Wong Kim, the parents, their presence in the country was legally recognized. So now, Wong Kim also talks a lot about the common law and, you know, in England, anybody born in England, you know, became a citizen. But when you read the case carefully, that was because the King of England wanted all of its servants to be allegiant to him. And so when you were born in England, even if you were foreign born, you had an allegiance to the king automatically. But the argument is in Wong Kim is that we don't follow the common law for immigration. We follow the Roman law, which means you look to the parents to determine the legality of your presence, unless a law changes that. So the immigration law of 1795 changed that concept to recognize that when somebody is legally in the country, but not a citizen, but bears a child, that child becomes a U.S. citizen.
But all this time, all these people have been here, and they're recognized, and we give them a Social Security number, and they become citizens based on the fact that they're living here.
Right.
Is that because no one has challenged that?
There is not a single case that's challenged that precept in the modern day. And it's probably because most people look at the language and go, well, look it, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. No one has taken the time to sit down and go, why do we need that? No. Why is that phrase there? It's not needed.
Well, you know, interesting, when this whole subject came up, that's exactly what I went through, and I underlined that, and I said, that's where the key is.
Exactly. And when you look at the congressional record, it makes it very clear. And see, when you're interpreting the Constitution or statutes, where there is an ambiguity, and there is an ambiguity here because it looks like the language would be needless. It's surplusage. So you need to find out, why did you add that language? The congressional record makes it very clear why they added that language.
Okay, now the congressional record is of the people that framed this
exactly.
This amendment. And you can read that, and you can pull that out. Now, you know, of course, people are sending it all around on the Internet, so you can't tell how much of it has been redacted.
The easy way to do it is look up a case from the U.S. Supreme Court. The best one is the slaughterhouse cases. That's the first one that uses that language back in 1873. And the slaughterhouse case, the U.S. Supreme Court in that case wrote out the 14th Amendment exactly as it was approved, and it's got commas in it. The other publications sometimes leave those commas out. That comma is critical.
Yeah.
That comma changes the entire pretext of the section.
Punctuation, which we no longer teach in our schools, is really important as
exactly.
how something is interpreted.
Exactly.
The slaughterhouse case.
The slaughterhouse cases were about the state of Louisiana passing a law that pretty much created a monopoly of slaughterhouses and required butchers to only butcher animals for feed in an approved slaughterhouse. And so the butchers sued the state of Louisiana under the 14th Amendment, claiming that it violated their equal protection of law. So the U.S. Supreme Court sided with Louisiana, but they've got a great analysis in there about the 14th Amendment. And they say clearly, they say, no doubt, there is no doubt that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were adopted to free the American slaves, or the African-American slaves. So even the Supreme Court in 1873 recognized the purpose of the 14th Amendment was to free the African-American slaves.
Okay. Our guest, Tim Pappas, who is a constitutional lawyer and is explaining the 14th Amendment and how the impact is and how just parentheses can make such a big difference. And then if you go back to Congressional Record, which I haven't read that about the people that framed it, what exactly did the 14th Amendment say? And it's pretty clear, I mean, to me and to many other people, that they're talking about, you know, of course, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were about the slavery.
Correct.
And making slaves equal as citizens there. But now it's being used so that anybody that is in this country for any reason, and they have a baby, that baby is automatically a citizen, and that is not clear in the 14th Amendment. In fact, it said specifically
getting really murky right
that,
now.
Well, it's not only, well, it's murky, but not really. If you read it and say that means that what it truly means is that falls under the laws of our country
and that
have allegiance to our country, and people that just come here illegally don't. They don't have a legal reason to be given the status. Just because you're here illegally doesn't mean anything.
So
okay.
The United States recognizes you as legally present, and you have a child. That child's an American citizen.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark and Tim Pappas. We're talking the Constitution and 14th Amendment. 68 degrees out there, going up to 85 today. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. I'm in the
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's 25 minutes till 9 after there today on Thursday, the 3rd of September. It's around 70 degrees, going up to 85 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue there across from the subway. It's a super place to go to get your haircut. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold there. And they also have discounts for seniors and veterans. And they also have, they also are a veteran-owned business. And I walked down the street there to Millie and Kathy's place, Classy Cafe. Head on down there and go down and have breakfast or lunch. They've got great, great, great food, and you get hugs when you walk in. Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue. Trish and our guest today is Tim Pappas, and we're talking, we're just talking the 14th Amendment and the Constitution about why or what the 14th Amendment really says, and yet people for, what, a century?
Or more
have just been just kind of like ignoring it.
Jumping across the border and having that baby.
Well, it's just that, you know, that people believe that, well, if you come here and you just, and no matter who you are, or if you're here legally or illegally, that you can have a baby, and then that baby is automatically an American citizen. And I've never really understood that myself. You know, I mean, though that there's a number of nations that you can do this, right?
Actually, most nations do not have birthright citizenship. Canada had it, but Canada has changed that law. So the United States is one of, matter of fact, it's the only developed nation that I've done research on that has a birthright citizenship law in their constitution, if it truly is birthright citizenship. So, matter of fact, somebody texted me and says, I thought the 14th Amendment wasn't ambiguous. What's the ambiguity? The ambiguity is the fact that you have this and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, set off by commas in a place that it doesn't need to be.
If everybody was included, that sentence wouldn't be there.
It would be surplusage. And because we don't treat any word in a statute or the Constitution as surplusage, we want to give it meaning. So to give it meaning, because it's ambiguous, we go to the congressional record. That's the first place you look. What did they mean when they put this in here? So that's when I'm saying it's ambiguous. It's the fact that there's got to be an explanation for this phrase stuck in the middle of this first clause.
And during the last segment, you explained to us that what that means is they're not subject to or allegiant to any other country.
Exactly. You have to be allegiant to the United States, which means you have to be legally present in the United States
and recognized as being here legally.
Correct.
And if you're not recognized as being here legally. Now, what about, can you disenfranchise people then?
Is it not let them vote?
No, I think what they mean here is if a citizen, or if we've called them a citizen, but if people go, it's the Supreme Court rules that, and it goes on up to the Supreme Court and says, you know, that's exactly what it means, is that just what we've been talking about today, that you have to be here legally and have a baby here legally for that citizen, for that baby to be an American citizen. If they rule on that, does that automatically make the babies born here to illegals non-citizens?
Yes. That would be the effect of the ruling.
But now that's the problem, because if you take that up to the court based on the fact that you've got hundreds of thousands of people then who have been, I mean, maybe, you know, in their 60s and 70s and 80s who have been American citizens, and now all of a sudden they're not American citizens?
It's huge.
It's a huge ramification. And I doubt that our court, I'm a practical realist person. I don't think the court would make that decision. Just on that fact.
I used to say before that the Supreme Court would do what the Constitution calls for, but then
I don't believe that anymore.
When Chief Justice Roberts interpreted the Affordable Care Act, I'll be nice, as a tax when it clearly says a penalty, I've given up on trying to guess what the Supreme Court is going to do.
Yeah, it would not surprise me if they'd say, oh, fix too many people, we can't make that decision.
Okay, well, let's take it to another point then, because the Congress, though, I think it says something in there about Congress can designate.
Well, in Section 1, Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution gives to Congress the plenary authority, that means the almost complete authority, to determine the naturalization laws of the United States. So Congress has, throughout the years, passed immigration acts that have granted and not granted citizenship to certain classes of individuals.
But, of course, under this administration, we no longer need Congress. Probably
exactly.
Obama could just do
that. Matter of fact, Congress is surplusage.
Congress is surplusage.
Under Obama, he is.
Well, you know, and one of the reasons, one of the things that Congress did was when they framed this was the Native Americans were not included in this on purpose.
Native Americans were not considered citizens until 1927.
Right, because their allegiance was to their own nation.
That's right.
And they still do have their own Indian nation.
The United States has always treated the American Indian as being its own individual nations. That's why they created treaties with them, is because they treated them as separate sovereigns. So they did not have the benefits of being citizens of the United States. That changed in 1927.
Nor were they subject to our laws.
They were not subject to our laws. In Indian country, Indian law controlled.
And today, the only people that can go on the reservations are federal officers, FBI and U.S. Marshals.
Unless invited.
Right.
Now, so I'm just seeing this thing here is that, well, if Congress can say, well, look, you know what? Then we're passing this bill that says the only people that can be considered American citizens when they're born here are people that are here legally. And if you get a non-Obama president in there, who could sign that thing?
You could.
So
Congress
has done
that
in the past. Starting from that day.
Yeah, Congress has fixed situations in the past. I don't remember, but way back a long time ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said that you could not, as an American, as a Native American, use peyote if the law of that state in which your nation was located prohibited the possession of peyote. And the U.S. Supreme Court said because it was a neutral law, you can't use your religious affiliation, which a lot of times they do use peyote, as a legal excuse. So Congress, not liking that decision, passed the Religious Rights and Institutionalized Act that basically trumped that decision and gave those religious rights back to
the Indians.
The Indians. So Congress has corrected the Supreme Court when they believe the Supreme Court was wrong on a decision.
And when they had the intentional fortitude to do so.
Now, this leads to another question out of the chat room here. What does that mean that Congress could remove my citizenship? Mine being somebody that was born here, you know, from legal parents and all that?
No, because the 14th Amendment would protect Congress. Any law that tried to create or said flatly that if you, even treason, if you commit treason against the United States, you are no longer a citizen. Well, the 14th Amendment says if you're born here and you're legally present, you know, in other words, your parents are citizens and you're a citizen, that can't be stripped. The 14th Amendment protects it.
All right. So then you're safe on that. But
right. They'll kill you, but you can't strip that citizenship.
But they can change it if you're here illegally, though.
True.
If your parents were here
illegally. Because if you're here illegally,
you're subject to Article 1 that says Congress can decide.
I can tell you what you said, you know, Trish. I mean, I think the only way this is going to be done is because if it comes up to the Supreme Court, then they're going to look at these people who have lived here for, you know, families have been here, you know, they were born here from illegal parents in 1900. Their families have fought in the wars, have become, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been Americans as far, you know, and they've had their citizenship. They've been voting. They fought in wars. They protected our country. And then to have that ruling that would then set aside all of that stuff.
Right. I have no doubt if that was the ruling from the Supreme Court, Congress would step in and create a law that brought those people into citizenship.
Put them into it.
Right. But I think that I frankly don't believe that just because you're born here
never made any sense.
You know, and from parents that are here illegally and all that, why should it make you automatically a citizen? It doesn't
mean
you can't work your way into
it. We already see if that were to be the law, it creates a devastating economic impact on the nation as a whole.
Well, look at the state of California, and that's exactly where we're at with all of these illegal aliens in this state. In our schools, in our hospitals, taking up all the space in the prisons and everything, we're going under.
Right. We can't afford it. At the rate we're going, we cannot afford it. Something has to be done. And that's basically what Trump is saying. He's saying we need to rethink this process because we cannot continue to pay at the rate we're paying for this process to continue unabated.
And again, we go back to if it wasn't for Trump, we wouldn't even be having the conversation.
Exactly. We would hide from it like we've been doing for so many decades.
We have. And then the last time was Reagan.
Right.
Okay,
and he even screwed it up.
No, he did. I mean, you know what, Ron.
He's a great guy overall, but he screwed up the immigration thing.
Well, the immigration and the education.
Yeah.
I mean, there was.
Don't get me started
Ronald
on the education.
Reagan, but a couple of little missteps there.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, as long as we're talking amendments, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Started his business, John did, 6 years ago during this recession and became a success. Why? He believes in customer service and having what the customers want and anything when it comes to shooting, whether it's the pistols or rifles or long guns of any kind that you want, or the ammunition or instruction at the Bastiani Arms and CCW and Hunter Safety. It's got it all there. Gunsmithing of the finest quality. Everything they have at Bastiani Arms. And you know what? You walk into Bastiani Arms, you don't feel like, oh, people are talking down to you, because a lot of times sometimes you go into a gun shop and these guys
especially
if you're a girl, and they start talking down to you, and I just sit there and I look at them and go, oh, really? You know, I'm thinking, oh, okay. But, and so what that does is I just put a click there and I think, I'm not coming back here again. Well, you don't see that at Bastiani Arms. They're a great place to go to, a great place to pick out a weapon. Give them a call at 222-8222. And by the way, veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with our guest, Tim Pappas. We're talking the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, and I think we're probably going to be spread out a little bit more here. And Trish Clark. So we'll be right back.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all. Turn me on. Honky-tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight-up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th. Don't miss 5-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Burning Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate.
ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Thursday, September the 3rd. It's 12 minutes till 9 o'clock. And what's the weather look like today there,
We're
Trish?
Looking for a high of 85 today, 55 tonight, and only 78 tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, the weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
That's right, better known business. Hey, tomorrow on the show we're having either Mark LaSalle or Seth or Hope Seth from the EDC, and they're going to be talking about the new incubation center that they're brought in with the
tenant,
and they have two or three tenants in there.
Oh, wow.
And then of course what's happening out of Stillwater and all the things are happening, like the tech rise here in the city of Reading
and Shasta County
and Anderson and all these. So it's going to be another good show tomorrow, talking about, well, you know, some really positive things happening in our city
and county.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. It is our county.
It's the whole North State.
It is the whole North State.
City of Anderson is on the move.
And City Anderson has always been on the move because you all have been a lot more business friendly than, say, Reading.
Yeah, we are doing a good job down there in the administrations and all the departments. It's good.
Our guest today is Tim.
The county as a whole.
Can you put in the Super Costco for me down there?
We're trying.
Okay.
Well, it's got to go someplace.
It has to.
You know, we had a big question yesterday. So what happened? You know, we had Gary Cann on yesterday. So what's going on with the with Costco? Out on the Oasis. I mean, they spent a lot of money out there.
Yeah, they have.
And he says nothing. There's still fights going on. And
yeah,
then here's Anderson is trying to
in Chester
Anderson's
County.
Trying to pull them down south.
You know, Anderson is smart. They just wait till the city of Reading, you know, pees on their own leg, and then they take over.
Hey, our guest is Tim Pappas, and we're talking the Constitution, in this case, the 14th Amendment. And I am, even though I'm probably in a minority here in California, I think that, you know, if you read something.
Literally and figuratively,
yeah, I know. If you look at what the Constitution says, the 14th Amendment, it was there, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were put there to protect, to give African American slaves, well, I guess all slaves, the right to be citizens. Their parents have been brought here, you know, to go to work in many cases. So they were given citizenship. Okay. And what it says, and then the Chinese that were brought here legally to do work were recognized by the American government.
Correct.
If the American government does not recognize you because you're here illegally, then according to the 14th Amendment, then you're not a citizen just
Correct.
Because you're born here.
Correct.
I wonder if it's ever going to find its way up. What's it going to take to get a ruling on this?
Well, if Trump becomes president, I guarantee you there will be a ruling at some point on it, because I have no doubt that, like Obama, he will do exactly what he says.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come up. He's going to say, well, you know, here's the thing about Trump. A lot of people look at Trump as being bombastic and, you know.
He is bombastic, but that's what it takes to get the issue.
Well, but I'm saying, too, is that here's my question about Trump. I mean, not to get it off this, but is he really serious about running for president?
He's serious about having the conversation focused on what's important to America.
Is he seriously running for president?
Well, he's certainly acting like he's serious in running for. I don't think he would put himself out the way he has if he was not serious. I mean, if he was a businessman, all he wanted to do was play, and he wanted to protect his businesses, I don't think he would be as bombastic as he is. I think he truly believes that he is running for president, and he's going to make a damn good effort at getting that job.
Well, I tell you, there's, you know, right now. And then have we noticed, and I hate to switch off this, but the three top leaders in Iowa are Carson, Trump, and Fiorino. And what do they all have in common?
Non-politicians. Right.
People are getting tired of that. And then
interestingly enough, from my point of view, because in the past they've gone away from anybody who has a religious bent, the other one that's up there and in the figures in the top four is Ted Cruz, who very definitely, a lot of people say, well, he's great and he's very conservative, but he leans a little heavy on religion. And that's kind of the, you know.
Well, you know, the thing about religion is we, you know,
it's
this
like
country,
chicken soup. It can't hurt you.
The country is formed on a, you know, it was formed, through religion was here. And, you know,
our country was founded on the Bible. And
so
and Christianity.
Maybe if people treated each other somewhat better, we wouldn't be having all these problems. Anyway,
right.
Now
you teach
these classes on the Constitution, right?
Right.
And it's out at on Bonneville at the Destiny Fellowship Church. Yeah, it's the Tea Party, but it's a non-political class you're
Correct.
Teaching.
Correct. It's the Tea Party is providing the room, and I'm providing the education, but anybody is welcome.
And when are those classes? Tell us about that.
In September, it's going to be September 10th. And I don't have a calendar. Where's your September calendar? It'll be September.
Right. That's a Thursday.
Oh, no, that's not September.
It'd be the
10th.
7th. It'll probably be the 14th.
14th. It'll probably be the 14th and the 28th.
Okay, 14th and the 28th.
Yeah.
Out there.
At what time?
6:30 is basically when I take the dais.
Okay. Pick one other that you think has been misinterpreted a lot. Another amendment. Is there another one?
All
of them?
I'll start a war.
Under this administration, it would be easier to pick apart the Constitution has not been trampled.
Does the president have, I mean, all these things he's doing, I mean, where does it make, I mean, it seems like he's making Congress superfluous.
Well, he has. It's not that he's trying to. He has made Congress, you know, literally useless. But his actions actually violate the Constitution. He can't do the things he has been doing. I believe, without a doubt, that some of his executive orders will be struck down by the courts. We know some of them have already been struck down by the courts.
If they're ever challenged.
Right. And, well, thank goodness somebody in Congress had enough fortitude to challenge the immigration executive orders. Those were the ones that were struck down. 26 states joined, or 27 states joined in a lawsuit, and the federal court struck down those executive orders. That's
a
huge
Dreamers
step.
Thing. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, you know, knowing people in law enforcement that are down in those areas, that when they pick up people, the first thing they say is, I'm a dreamer. That's what they say.
Right.
And they go, well, where'd you go to school at? No, they can't tell you.
Well, the immigrant that shot and killed Kate Steinle in San Francisco admitted that when he crossed the border illegally, he went to San Francisco because it was a sanctuary city.
Yes.
We can't have different laws in one nation regarding immigration. That's why Congress was given plenary authority to establish rules of naturalization. To allow cities to become sanctuary cities and ignore the federal law is abhorrent.
But we have to have members of Congress who are willing to challenge these things and just not sit there and let it happen.
Right.
Do we ever wonder sometimes, because I asked Lamoff when he was sitting here the other day, right where you're sitting.
Did he read the Iran?
You know what, it's pathetic. And today we find out that they got the 34th vote.
Right.
They can overcome the veto, or they can't sustain a veto.
But I'm hoping again.
I want you to realize the way that Obama did that, he violated the Constitution and Congress gave it to him with a bow wrapped on top.
Yes.
The Constitution says any treaty has to be approved by 2/3 of the Senate. Obama, when Congress was crying that they wanted a part in this, said, yeah, sure, go pass your bill. And so what they did is that, much like the trade bill, they gave him approval with their right to veto.
Yeah.
Which gave him a right to veto their veto. And so that's what he did. So instead of requiring the Senate to approve it on a 2/3 vote, they passed it on a majority vote in each house. That is not in the Constitution. It's unheard of. In essence, what they did is they took the Iran deal and made it a federal law by a majority vote.
Well, can this be fought in court too?
No, because Congress has the right to pass federal law. And the way they did it,
did it to themselves.
Yeah, they stabbed the Constitution in the back and changed the requirement of a treaty vote of 2/3 of the Senate by a majority vote in each House. So they diluted the protection in the Constitution by simply passing a federal law.
Makes you speechless.
Carl's speechless.
I'm just getting to the point that, I mean, when you sit here and you realize how we've been, you know, been outmaneuvered. I say we, I mean America has been outmaneuvered by
545 people back there doing whatever they want to do.
And more than half of them are saying, oh no, we're fighting, we're fighting, we're fighting. Well then, where's the beef? Where's the beef? I kind of feel like that little lady out there going, where's the beef?
But you had Congressman Lamalfa sit in here the other day, and I just got to say this, and say that we just didn't understand how it goes back there and how you have to do things, and he's tired of these people that are the Heritage Foundation information and coming at him with all that stuff.
We didn't mean to overwhelm his little brain.
Wow. Okay. Just a reminder that tonight to join us at Elements Lounge down at Wind River. We're going to have a great time singing, dancing, and trying to forget all this. Happy hour prices on the drinks. And, of course, the Civic Auditorium is going to be with us tomorrow at 7:30 talking about everything they're doing, as is our friends Mark LaSalle or Hope Seth, about business and how it's booming here in Reading. We just haven't, and all the things that are happening, all of that on Friday. Thank you so much, Tim Pappas.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Trish Clark, for being here with me.
Mercy.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Boy, I tell you what, it's getting harder and harder to tell them without a program here, you know? we'll be right back tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will be able to play in next week's NFL season opener against the Steelers after all. A federal judge tossed out Brady's four-game suspension in the Deflategate affair.
U.S. District Judge Richard Berman ruled that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's punishment was too harsh. There was never any direct evidence that Brady had ordered the game balls to be deflated prior to last season's playoff victory over the Colts. In fact, a league investigation had found that two ball handlers were the most likely culprits, but Goodell concluded that Brady had conspired with others to try to obstruct the league investigation by destroying a cell phone.
Correspondent Wally Hine says the league can appeal. The streets outside the federal courthouse in Ashland, Kentucky are packed with protesters as a hearing takes place in a high-profile homosexual marriage case. Brown County Clerk Kim Davis refusing to issue